Tomorrow, a big vote is coming up. The web regulators who oversee the domain name system, you know, those .com, .net, .org things. They're called the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. And they're going to vote on whether or not to open up that space. If the vote goes through, as everyone says it will, the system will open to allow almost any string of letters. Imagine Google.Google or NPR.News or Pesca.Truth.
Imagine.
That's my favorite one. Beyond the fact that we may be able to register the domain names of our hopes and dreams, why should we care about this change? Well, it's time for our regular BPP feature, Make Me Care. Joining us on the line, stepping up to the plate, is the BBC News technology editor, Darren Waters. He's a co.uk type, if you didn't guess that already. Hey, Darren.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for being here. Let's start with a little bit of an explanation. The internet. What is the state of this is a big question. What's the state of the internet, Darren, as far as the present restrictions when it comes to domain names? You can't have anything. There are only a few, right?
No, that's absolutely right. It's a short question with a big answer, and I'll try to be brief. So essentially, the internet is like a global address book to make it very simple to use. So that if I want to go to Google.com, I type in Google.com, and I'm not sent to another website. Because these websites all around the world, they don't really have names. They have numbers called Internet Protocol numbers. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's really dull, typing in numbers for a website. It would mean we'd have to remember loads and loads of telephone numbers, effectively. So to make it simple, we have this thing called the domain name system. I put in Google.com, I put in NPR, I put in BBC.co.uk. And this global address book directs me to all the right kind of places around the world. And when the internet was first set up, there was a limited number of those domain names which are handed out for the world to use. And they were .coms, they were related to different countries, such as .co.uk or .fr for France. But the plan now is to widen that, to make it much more comprehensive, that you can have almost any kind of string of letters that you can imagine.
Sounds, I have to admit, a little overwhelming. Before we get to the ramifications of the vote tomorrow, we're going to put you to the test, Darren. You've agreed to this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the BPP Make Me Care clock. When you hear the ticking at the end, you have 10 seconds to wrap up your argument, and the bell means you are simply out of time.
Okay,
60 seconds on the clock. Darren Waters, BBC News Technology Editor, make us care.
The internet, well, it's changed our lives. And it's changed our lives because it's global. I can go to a website in America. I can go to a website in Italy. I can go to a website in almost any country of the world because it's been set up to be so simple to use. I don't have to remember numbers. I just type in Google.com. And it's one internet. It's one internet that we all share. And we get to get news from all around the world, see places we've never been to, hear about things that we could never imagine, all because of a very simple-to-use system. But at the moment, only people who use Latin characters, that's A, B, C, D, E, F to Z, as we know it, can use these domain names because they're all in Latin characters. Now, that's great for you and I. We use them all the time. What happens if your main language is in Arabic or your alphabet is Cyrillic or it's an Asian language? You don't use A, B, C, D, E. So for hundreds of millions of people around the world, this is blocked off. And so these changes will allow, for the first time, people to type in an address in the actual alphabet they use. Now, this is important for all of us. Why? Well, because there were fears.
You ran out of time, but you go ahead, finish your thought.
The internet would break up into lots of different sections. So there would no longer be one internet. There would be an internet in China. There would be an internet in the US. There'd be an internet in India. And imagine how dull a world that would be when I couldn't call up a page in India or China or parts of the Middle East or parts of Africa. So this vote is important because for the very first time, it means we will have a stronger guarantee that there will be one internet for all of us, one net that we can all share this information around the world.
We are the net.
In our own language.
We are
one internet for us all. Darren, you totally made me care. I mean, this.
You care? I hope you care.
I really do care. And I hear the passion in your voice. I mean, but one of the arguments that you put forth is that people who don't use Roman characters in their language, Japanese or Arabic, will be able to. So they're going to be able to type in Chinese characters as a suffix?
They can put the whole string. So whatever Google.com is in the Cyrillic alphabet, they'll be able to type it. Whether it's Google.com in an Arabic language, they'll be able to type it in the language of their choice.
Wow. Now,
so it's a very important step of keeping the internet together as one internet for all of us.
Now, who's making money off of all this? You have to imagine that someone is.
Well, ICANN, the people who are responsible for the internet, they are a not-for-profit organization. So the money that they will be charging for you and I and companies to apply for these new domain names, and this is going to be quite pricey, they say they're not going to be making any money out of it. The problem is, it's not entirely clear where this money will actually end up. And this is one of the big things that we need to find out whether this money will be used sensibly and perhaps for the betterment of the internet in the future, because a lot of money will be generated from this.
Because it's going to cost how much to get one of these kind of more personalized domain names?
Again, they're not saying, but I'm hearing figures that start from around $50,000.
Wow.
So, and that's for a very basic registration. Now, if you want to register, for example, .sport, and I imagine lots of people will, mm-hmm. there'll probably be an open auction, and who knows how much that will go for, or .business, or the very controversial one, .xx.
Ah, and this was the sticking point. This is why this debate has kind of gone on a lot, because people didn't want that one
right.
out in the
because if they have .xxx, who knows, I can imagine a world where there becomes some pornography on the internet, and that would be a horrible world were
yes,
that to occur.
It would be a surprise as well for the internet, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
They wouldn't know how to deal with pornography.
Darren Waters, technology editor for BBC News. You made us care. You explained us the intricacies of this very important vote. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Take care.
That was a success.
It was a success.
I didn't even think about most of those things.
It was very good.
The Cyrillic alphabet.
It's our friends.
I believe the Albanians. There are some Albanians who use the Cyrillic alphabet. Well, back especially when the Russians had their foot on their neck. Anyway, mm-hmm. coming up, why where you live means who you're around. Wow, what's going on? Anyway, geography, where you live, it's really important.
About?
I don't know. It's not the ramble. It's really sad. But it is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.